Sigai Shin, who was born into a family of a Korean Methodist minister, is the husband of Reverend Jihae Song at St. Paul's Methodist Church and Hope Korean. He earned his bachelor's and master's degree in theology from Methodist Theological University in Seoul, Korea, and also earned his Master of Divinity degree from Candler School of Theology in Atlanta, Georgia. He is pursuing both academic and ministry careers, and now he is applying for a doctoral degree program to study more on the patristic theology. Welcome.
Good morning, and Happy New Year. Yes. Thank you all for welcoming me here at University UMC, and I think it is quite unusual to preach as a guest speaker on the first Sunday of the year, so I feel a little nervous, but I also feel grateful for having this opportunity to share my reading of the Bible with you today, so thank you. Today's text from the Gospel of John is quite well known for almost all of us, and some of you may be curious about how this text is related to this Epiphany Sunday, or the first Sunday of this new year. When I was asked to do a preaching here at University UMC, one thing comes to my mind, that is how the meaning of Epiphany, which is the divine manifestation, could be related to our New Year's resolutions. We Christians celebrate this divine manifestation based on the visit of Magi to the newborn Christ child. So, celebrating that Epiphany, the physical manifestation of God to the world, can also be considered as celebrating God's incarnation to human form. So God's is God's progressive movement to save the world. So I'd like to talk about fruit today as a way of experiencing the Emmanuel, God with us, continually by incarnating God's love in this world. So the questions for today's text are about what can be our fruit, and how we can bear those fruit as branches of the true vine, which is Jesus Christ our Lord. So when we read today's text, we usually focus more on the relationship between the vine and branches. And yes, I think that's the point of Jesus' teaching in this text. Jesus teaches that we should remain in him, just as branches keep alive and bear fruit while they remain in the tree. However, I want to extend our viewpoint and focus on the others. What are those? The vine grower and the fruit of the true vine. Jesus introduces the Father God as the vine grower who prunes unproductive branches of the vine. And this vine grower will be glorified by much fruit, which can be created with our faithful discipleship. Then, where is that fruit? Where is the discipleship in this text? In following verses in John, Jesus teaches us about that fruit and discipleship. It is keeping Jesus' commandment, and the commandment is the commandment of love. He says, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." To say the fruit, we have another reference from the Bible. Apostle Paul tells us there are fruit of the Spirit. In his letter to the Galatians, he enumerates 9 fruit of the Spirit. And what are those? There are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. While suggesting such fruit, Paul urges us to live by the Spirit and also be guided by the Spirit. Well, we already know about this. However, I think such a list of fruit is too abstract to put into practice. When we have such a list of virtues, we usually approach them as the purposes of our life. But I'd like to consider each of them as a small result of our faithful Christian life rather than our ultimate purpose. Of course, it doesn't mean that it is an easy task to achieve such virtues in our lives. We should strive against our own wills and different circumstances to achieve those results. But in my humble opinion, the purpose of Christian life is to experience divine presence and to share and multiply that experience in our congregation and in our community. I believe such personal and communal experiences will bring us nearer and nearer to God. So it is Epiphany Sunday, so I think it is appropriate to talk about the divine presence today. In the Old Testament, the presence of God is usually expressed in the language of face or countenance of God. We can find such expressions easily from the book of Psalms. And our scripture reading from Numbers 6 also has the language. The passage is labeled in NRSV Bible as the priestly benediction. God orders Moses to teach Aaron and his sons how to bless the people Israel. We can summarize that blessing in two words, grace and peace. And those grace and peace come with God's shining face and lifted countenance. The passage says, "The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace." So my suggestions for this new year of 2017 are representing God's face of grace and peace with our faces, and also finding that God's face around us. In relation to today's sermon, I'd like to share an interesting etymology in my mother tongue, Korean language. In Korean language, the origin of the word for face, we call face 얼굴, and the word means a shape of spirit or basin of spirit. So you carry spirit on your face. So let us look around and see each other face to face. Can you see God's face or the image of God from others? Can you feel the spirit of grace and peace from those faces? If a face represents what's inside the person, as my mother language suggests, our Christian faces should represent what we believe and what we experience with our God. In addition to face, I'd like to suggest our body and our mind or heart can also represent our experiences of God. So let us imagine and consider how our hands and feet can imitate Christ's nailed hands and feet, and how our caring and loving hearts can emulate the continuing love and mercy of the Spirit within us. I think this holistic participation of body, mind, and spirit in God's ministry sounds more familiar than just enumerating good virtues. So my brothers and sisters, please join me in prayer for all of us in this beginning of the new year. Dear Lord, let us share your grace and peace with our shining faces in this new year. Lord, let us transform the world with our hands and feet by imitating the sacrificing love of Christ. Lord, let us spread your care and mercy by emulating your spirit with our humble hearts. Lord, We are willing to love one another as you love us, while we are undeserving of that great love. So, Lord, only you be glorified by our faithful discipleship, our love, and all our effort. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.